Good evening. It's 7 o'clock, and I'd like to call the November 12, 2024 general meeting to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Mike Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Warner.
Here.
Councilmember Patrick.
Here.
Councilmember Brian Taylor. Councilmember Brian Taylor. Councilmember Beck.
Here.
Vice Mayor Owens.
Here.
And Madam Mayor McLaughlin.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Councilmember Beck, would you please read the vision statement?
We envision a distinctive community that prospers well and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Thank you very much. If you are online, please make sure your phones are muted and keep your video off. The meeting will be recorded and posted to the website, and the packet will be projected and is also available online at www.gustavusak.gov. The first thing we have on our agenda is approval of minutes. We've got 5 sets of minutes here. Do I have a motion to approve?
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Taylor, and I move to approve by unanimous consent the 10-4-2024 special meeting election review committee minutes, 10-7-2024 special meeting minutes, 10-14-2024 general meeting minutes, 10-22-2024 special meeting minutes, and the 11-04-2024 special meeting minutes.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Warner seconds.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Mike Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Warner to approve by unanimous consent the 10-4-2024 special meeting election review minutes, the 10-07-2024 special meeting minutes, the 10-14-2024 general meeting minutes, 10-22-2024 special meeting minutes, and the 11-04-2024 special meeting minutes. The minutes have been previously distributed. Do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, hearing none, the motion, are there any objections to approving the motion by unanimous consent? Hearing no objection, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. Next is the mayor's request for agenda changes. I do not have any. Are there any requests from the council for agenda changes for tonight? Okay, hearing no objections, the agenda is set as set by unanimous consent. We've got some committee and staff reports coming up, and the first to present is the Disposal and Recycling Center. Please state your name, your department, and keep your reports to about 5 minutes. And thank you, Ian.
Ian Barrier, Operator Manager of the Disposal and Recycling Center. I'm assuming everyone has read my report. I don't have a lot to add to that, but there's a couple things that I forgot to mention that I felt were significant. During July and September, I had Artemis Bonadilla volunteer and help us on Saturdays, and that was very helpful. So I wanted to mention that. Another thing we did is the DRC accepted a whole car from the school this year, which was kind of a big deal. We got the car at about 8:30, and by 11, we had all the glass out, the interior, the doors, trunk, hood, and fluids, engine, and transmission, and the car cut in half. So it is doable to essentially recycle cars at the DRC if you have a couple of motivated individuals. And that's really all I have to say. Any questions?
Do any council members have any questions for Ian? Go ahead, Councilmember Owens.
Vice Mayor Owens. I guess, first of all, how much would it cost to dispose of a car like that?
Well, Skookum and Juneau will accept cars that are not in Juneau for $475, last I known. Mm-hmm. So I charged $500 flat rate, which I thought was fair. And we probably only put 8 hours into the whole thing. And I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but between our wages and time, we actually technically made a few bucks.
That's good. I did just have a couple of things to thank you for: your ingenuity in keeping all of the equipment functioning. It sounds like that was quite a challenge. And also wanted to thank you for naming the community chest volunteers. Appreciate you doing that.
You're welcome, Shelley.
Are there any other questions from the council? I have one. I just also wanted to say the same thing that Shelley said. I really appreciate the ingenuity that's involved in that you are able to do all those things. And just a quick question about the car. So were these students involved, or is it just that you accepted the car and then staff worked on it?
There was an individual that was doing like a shop class or a mechanic class at the school, and they left and they never finished, and the car stayed there, and eventually it got vandalized at the school. So pretty much I did it because they needed somebody to, and I was happy to do so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. The next up is our Marine Facilities quarterly report, and Ken is out of town. Was anybody else planning to present his report? Or do you have... Oh, okay. Thanks, Ben. You want a copy of it? Yeah.
So without reading this whole thing and then repeating it back to you guys, Ken came on mid-season for us and... spent most of his time out on the floats, repairing everything, getting the boat harbor cleaned up, taking care of the trash and the recyclables and the fish waste. Before he left, we were able to get the skiff floats and the 100-foot wooden float moved into the boat harbor with Fairweather Construction, and we were able to get the ramp raised. At the same time, we needed to do that on that big tide because we need a high tide to get the chain hoist connected to the ramp. So unfortunately, the ramp's up, but the steel float is still out there. But I did speak with Brian Todd and Elm with Fairweather Construction the other day, and we're hoping that around the 1st, there's going to be another set of big tides, and we're going to try to move the steel float then.
Great. Thank you very much. Any council questions for Ben regarding that report? Thank you. All right. Next, we have a report from the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee from Councilmember Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Our committee was established in May, and after an application period, we had 6 members who applied and were appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the council. They were John Berry, Shelley Owens, Colleen Stansberry, Kathy Strebler, Susan Warner, and myself as chair. So there are 2 authorized seats still available for application at that point, because we're authorized for 8, I guess it is. And we've had 3 meetings, all publicly posted per the OMA requirements. We met September 20, October 11, and October 25. And our clerk's going to be posting the minutes for those meetings on the website. Our Our committee work so far has included, we start off with a review of our resolution and the purpose to get everybody up to speed, organized organization and meeting procedures were outlined with regard to the city procedures and the Open Meetings Act. We elected Shelley Owens as the committee secretary. Grateful for her willingness to do to record our minutes. And we completed a mission statement and problem definition, which is required by our resolution, by our policy and procedure. And it's in the packet if you want to review that, and it'll be posted on the website. Just reviews the reason for it and sets forth our view of the mission as we've been assigned. Our key initial tasks, the things we're focusing on now are first to identify and map our existing conservation lands in Gustavus, those under formal conservation status already, like the Four Lands Preserve, Dew Creek Critical Habitat Area, Gustavus Beach Park, and those that may be of conservation value that there's interest in finding a way to provide similar protection. And those lands would include the golf course tracks. There's interest in that, and possibly other suitable private parcels that we're aware some owners would like to put under some conservation easement. And John Berry has been taking the lead primarily with help from Susan Warner on identifying those and mapping them. Or the next key goal for us was to establish cooperative relationships and develop memorandums of understanding with conservation agencies that have lands or interests here in Gustavus. So that would be Fish and Game for the Dude Creek Critical Habitat Area, and I'm taking that one. Nature Conservancy, Kathy Strevler and Susan Warner have been working that. Southeast Alaska Land Trust, aka SEAL Trust or SEALT. Susan Warner is working on developing the relationship with them. And the purpose with those agencies is to take more active management and oversight roles with them to strengthen the protection and assurance for those conservation lands and keep the Gustavus community informed and involved in them. A key item is to begin working with SEAL Trust in partnership to secure protective measures for the former golf course tracks in cooperation with the DeBoer family. And Susan Warner is taking the lead on that. Following the municipal election in which Susan Warner was elected to the council, the committee then exceeded the maximum council membership of 2 for an advisory committee. So Shelley Owens offered to resign as an official committee member to reduce the number of sitting council members to 2. But she has offered to continue to serve as a secretary in a non-voting ex officio role. And we really appreciate Shelley being willing to do that. I understand Larry Landry in October filed an application to join the committee. And I believe that's on our agenda for later tonight.
If you could wrap it up, we only have a few seconds left. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to cover the only last item is that we'll be covering the golf course track development more next month. And Susan's working with Margaret Custer at SEAL Trust, who's also in contact with the DeBoers on that item. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very informative report. Does any council members have questions for Council Member Taylor? Nope. Okay. Thank you. Moving on to the city treasurer monthly report.
Ben Sadler, city treasurer. My plan was to come out today when I got to work this morning. My plan was to come out and tell you guys how much better we did this October than last October. But unfortunately, that didn't work. So, I came up with a new plan, and I will just tell you how much better we're doing this year than last year. That being said, we the third quarter is our best quarter always. And this year we came in a little short of last year on income and we came in above on expenses. So I'll look into that tomorrow and see what we need to do. But overall, we are doing better. The DRC income is up 10.4%. The fire department income is up 237.8%. That's because I got my reports late last year and I wasn't able to get the information in time. Lands income is down 8.3%, but that's something that's an exact number. We'll get what we budgeted on that by the end of the year. And then marine facilities income is down 16.8%. That is due to a specific business that we're dealing with, and we're trying to get our funds recovered there. Total tax income is $437,937, up from last year, $435,255 for 0.6%. Our total income overall is up 18.2%, and our total expenses overall is up 4.3%. So last year, where we were sitting with a $263,000 up on our income over our expenses, this year we're at $386,000 over our income over our expenses. Anyone have any questions?
Vice Mayor Owens.
Thank you, Ben. I had two questions. One is on page 25 of the profit and loss, down at the bottom of the page, the marine facilities insurance. Marine facilities insurance of $6,641, budgeted for a little under $3,000. I was wondering, what does that go to?
The marine facilities insurance is, there's a few things. The float is the main thing. It's the most heavily insured thing down there. We also insure the fuel farm and both the outhouse in the boat harbor, as well as the outhouse at the beach, as well as the outhouse here in the park, and the marine facilities shed.
And insurance is up.
Insurance is up. And I explained this to Kathy the other day when I was looking over it. Overall, the insurance isn't up. It's up in marine facilities. It's down. The way that I budgeted it was, I budgeted 15% more on each line item than last year. Mm-hmm. Some items went up more than others and some didn't go up as much.
Thanks. And then I guess on page 26, net other income, and I should probably know what that is, but I don't know what net other income means. It's at the very bottom of the page.
Actually, I don't have it in a, is it net ordinary income or net income? I don't have a page 26 because I'm looking at the report, not at the.
Yeah, I guess there is a net.
That's the $50,000 that we moved forward from last year for the disaster fund.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Ben? No.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And last but far from least, City Administrator Monthly Report.
City Administrator Kathy Leary, you have before you the report. I did do a grants update. Of particular note, I met with Jim Makoviak and with a couple of the AML folks. We had put this application in on our own for the safety plan. And as it turns out, Alaska Municipal League did an overall safety plan for a whole bunch of communities. And while we still have our own application, we could change it somewhat to name them as a subrecipient, with the thought that because they are already procuring services from the engineering firms and some of the other companies that would be helping with these safety plans, we would have an economy of scale and hopefully not have to go through our own procurement process, because they would have already procured these folks. And procurement process can be kind of onerous. The only part that might take a little time is just doing, when we fill out our SF 424, we have to now go in and look at the subrecipient and what budget changes there might be as a result of that. And so that may make for less work for us in the long run is why we're looking at that. Sol worked on a grant for through Rasmussen to pay for the additional amount of money for the Lucas device, but we also spoke to this Thor Christensen from Serums for what little money that we were going to try to apply for through the USDA, the amount of information for the past 5 years that they wanted for budget that isn't configured the same way ours is. It was a lot of work. Well, he informed me that they were going to submit a multi-organizational equipment grant and they would include our request in there. So we have two sources that we're trying to find those funds to get that device. A lot of people are asking us what's going on with the application approvals for the heat pumps. And we had a problem with, they apparently sent the money to the wrong bank. They have a third-party fiscal intermediary who handles their funds. And between Ben and I chasing them back and forth and back and forth, which are like, oh, well, the money was, it's like we had to keep calling them and saying, it's not in our bank. You guys have to track this. And then they go, well, this is where it went. And it's like, well, okay, but they're not going to tell us anything. So anyway, we finally put enough, I guess, sense of urgency under them. I said, look, people are wondering what's happening and it's not making us look very good that we can't, you know, give people their approvals for their application process. So anyway, they finally found it the other day and they're supposed to be issuing us another payment and hopefully it'll land in our bank now, but we can't really approve anybody until we have the funds in our bank. So that's what's happening with that. And it wasn't for us lack of trying or chasing down stuff we should have not had to chase down. But hopefully it'll be there next week. We have no update on the compost facility appropriation. I'm doubtful, unless they pass a budget before the new administration comes in. They're not going to be very friendly to the EPA, so I'm kind of doubtful that we'll get this CDS unless they can maybe get a budget going before the new administration comes in. Our categorical exclusion permit was approved, which is a big deal for the recycling center building project. So we don't have to do a NEPA study. And then we found an error from P&D engineering in their totals. So we had to kind of redo the budget calculation a little bit. And we just sent that all off to the folks at the EPA who will review it and then and look at our plan and make sure it's all aligned with how they think it should be aligned. And then we have to put all of that information into grants.gov to get that money obligated. So you can see the other updates in there. The cybersecurity assessment, we all went through. We just have to figure out now what's our next step and what, as Will talked about, is the low-hanging fruit we can fix at our, you know, do right away. We're still working with Glacier Bay Construction. The trees that are overhanging the road should be out by the end of the week as they go out there to move the bench of dirt for AP&T to move their box back. And they'll take the trees down while they're out there that are hanging over the road. One thing I wanted to talk about, and I think, unless we want to wait until we get to that part, but Dr. Vaught, as you know, is retiring at the end of this year. And after a lot of searching, we found that Dr. Quigley Peterson out of Juneau, who also is the medical director for the Juneau Fire Department and EMS folks. However, Dr. Vaught has graciously donated his time and everything for all these years, but there are costs associated with having a medical director. We've been able to identify and keep that budget below the $5,000 approval that necessitates a $500,000 or a $5,000 approval. And we've identified some funds within the fire department budget because of telecommunication fees that haven't come to fruition yet for this. So we have 6 months worth of those fees. So this is all to tell the council, probably by December or January's meeting, we're going to be moving a contract in front of you for the remainder of next fiscal year, and recognizing that we're going to have to put a line item in the budget for a medical director for the fire department. So I think that's basically it, unless anybody has any other questions.
Thank you very much. Anybody have questions for Kathy? No? Great. Thank you. Okay, so that brings us to public comment on non-agenda items. This is for non-agenda items only and not intended for discussion, but the council may ask clarifying questions. You'll have an opportunity now and another one at the end of the meeting. Please keep your comments brief and respectful. If you would like to make public comment, please raise your hand icon. And if you're here, just let us know, and please state your full name before speaking. Is there anybody here in City Hall who would like to make public comment? Anybody on Zoom that would like to make public comment? Okay, we will move on then to the consent agenda. The consent agenda has do I have a motion, please, to... No, I need to list the items first, don't I? Yeah, okay. We have two items on our consent agenda. One is the certificate of records destruction. This was on our agenda last month, but we failed to have a motion on it, so it is here again. The second thing on the agenda on the consent agenda is FY25-06 NCO endowment fund grant transfer. Do any members of the public wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? Seeing none, any council members wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda?
Madam Mayor, I just have a question. Is this, I forgot, is this to introduce this NCO or to act on it?
It's introduction. Thank you.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Okay, Vice Mayor Owens, I move to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent.
Adopt.
Well, the consent.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Rachel Patrick, second.
Thank you very much. It has been moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent. Are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Okay, hearing none, the consent agenda is passed by unanimous consent. Moving on to new business. The first item is CY24-18, a resolution supporting the City of Gustavus's application for a Safe Streets for All planning grant. Do I have a motion?
Warner here. I move to approve CY24-18, a resolution supporting the City of Gustavus's application for a Safe Streets for All planning grant.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Vice Mayor Owens, I second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve CY24-18, a resolution supporting the City of Gustavus's application for a Safe Streets for All planning grant. Council Member Warner, would you like to read the resolution?
Let's see if I can find it on my computer.
Can I make a clarifying remark on this? Is that okay?
Sure.
We had done a resolution when we were putting in for the TAP project, but it was suggested by the grantors that we update it for the plan. And that's what this is about. We had previously done one for the project, but not the plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Shall I read, Madam Mayor?
Yes, thank you.
City of Gustavus, Alaska, resolution number CY24-18, a resolution supporting the City of Gustavus's application for a Safe Streets for All planning grant to help develop a safety action plan and committing to zero roadway fatalities by 2050. Whereas Safe Streets for All is a discretionary grant program funded through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to support planning, infrastructure, behavior, and operational initiatives to prevent death and serious injury on roads and streets for all roadway users. And whereas the City of Gustavus's 2024 grant application was successful and the required 20% local match will be provided by an appropriation by the Gustavus City Council and in-kind contributions by the City of Gustavus. And whereas a safety action plan will develop a comprehensive set of projects and strategies to address safety concerns based on an analysis of existing conditions and historical trends, crash severity and contributing factors, assessment of current policy plans and guidelines, and whereas the safety action plan will be developed under the guidance of the City of Gustavus with collaboration from the state and federal governments and robust public and stakeholder engagement, taking into consideration equity and inclusion of underserved communities, and whereas the Safety Action Plan will help the City of Gustavus to effectively advocate to the State Department of Transportation for federally funded infrastructure projects, and whereas every roadway-related death or serious injury is a tragedy that has a devastating impact on our community and should be avoided, and whereas every roadway-related death, whereas the City of Gustavus is committed to taking actions large and small to ensure our roadways are safe for all users, including pedestrians, bicyclists, motorists, and commercial vehicle operators, now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Gustavus supports the use of the Safe Streets for All grant to develop a safety action plan for the City of Gustavus, and be it further resolved that the City of Gustavus commits to a goal of zero roadway fatalities or serious injuries by 2050, and be it further resolved that this resolution shall be effective immediately after its adoption.
Thank you very much. Is there any public comment on this item? No? I'm not seeing any. Is there any council discussion? I'm not seeing any there. So are we ready for the question? Then we have a roll call vote, please.
Yes. Councilmember Mike Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. And that motion passes. And the next up is to approve the postponement of the December 2024. I'm sorry.
Is that true?
Yeah, I was asking if there was any public comment on that item.
That's interesting. And I don't have any right now.
Okay.
But I wasn't prepared to be allowed to.
Okay, I will make sure that you're understanding what I'm asking. Yep. To approve the postponement of the December 2024 general meeting. Do I have a motion?
Rachel Patrick, I move to approve postponement of the December 2024 general meeting to Monday, December 16th at 7 p.m.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Shelley Owen, second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve postponement of the December 2024 general meeting to Monday, December 16th at 7 p.m. The reason for doing this is that we have several of us will be in Anchorage the week of the regular meeting, and it just would make it much more efficient to do it a week later. Is there any public comment on this item? Would you like to say anything about us moving our meetings? Okay. You don't have to. You don't have to, Leslie. Is there anybody online? Is there any council debate? No, I think we're ready for the question.
Council Member Mike Taylor?
Yes.
Council Member Warner?
Yes.
Council Member Patrick?
Yes.
Council Member Beck?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. That motion passes. And the next is informational, right? That's all we're just, yeah. And so we're just presenting this as information on future budget implications and obligations that Kathy mentioned earlier. Kathy, do you have anything you want to add to this now?
No, just that I would thank Leah and Dr. Vaught, who got us to be able to bring the budget down below $5,000, so we didn't have to go through a waiting period for it to be approved. So they would be able to actually transition in December for Dr. Quigley to come over on the ferry, and Dr. Vaught would still be here and he could stay in his house and use his car. And so that really helped us financially to get this moving forward till we get a contract. This is just, again, informational and cited in our ordinance what the requirements are to have the medical director to be able to perform certain levels of procedures during emergencies. Otherwise, we would not be able to do those things. So, and if you have any really detailed questions, you need answered, Sol is here for that.
Great, thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Councilmember Warner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Do we have an amount for that contract for the next half fiscal year?
For the entire fiscal year, depending on housing and things of that nature and flight costs or whether he takes the ferry, we can anticipate around $12,000 for a full year. Because it's $2,000 a quarter plus their insurance that they have to pay for, that they spread out over all their customer, all the people that he works with.
So this is a part-time assignment or full-time? It's a part-time.
Well, he serves us, and the fee is $2,000 a quarter.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions? I had your mic on. I thought maybe. Anybody else? Nope. Okay. So moving on then, the next item of business is to approve the appointment of Larry Landry to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee.
Move it.
Oh, okay. Do we have a motion?
Madam Mayor, Councilmember Taylor, I move to approve the appointment of Larry Landry to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Warner seconds.
And that has been moved and seconded to approve the appointment of Larry Landry to the Conservation Lands Advisory Committee. I know that he submitted his application a month or so ago or 3 weeks or so ago, and I'm happy to appoint him to that committee. So is there any public comment on this agenda item? Seeing none, are there any council debate questions? Seeing none, I think we're ready for the question, Madam Mayor. I'm Madam Clerk.
Man, I thought I was getting upgraded there for a moment. All right, give me a second. Councilmember Mike Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. Okay, that ends the business section of our meeting tonight.